Hour on WRRS, focusing on the health of your body, mind, and spirit. We're going to finish up the piece we started last time. Manifest from the heart, the easy way to tap into the unbridled power that creates real prosperity, happiness, and well-being, by Hank Schramm. And catch you up. We were at how to get more of what we really want, to deliberately influence our lives, realities, and destinies in a way that gets us more of what we really want out of life. An absolute prerequisite is to establish inner coherence and harmony, which automatically brings about more harmony in other people and the world around us as well. And so to go to where we were. So how you treat other people in the grocery store, at the office, at the bar, or wherever, may not appear to be revolutionary, but it is. It starts with the little things, and before you know it, the small waves you make can turn into a tidal wave of consciousness transformation that impact the whole of humanity. This is akin to what's dubbed the butterfly effect. A butterfly that flaps its wings on one side of the world might ultimately be the source of a typhoon on the other end of the world. You can instigate such a process to your own benefit and to the benefit of many others. And if momentum does indeed build, it can mark the beginning of a tidal wave of a consciousness shift. How? By simply throwing a small symbolic rock into the pond of collective human mind. And to do so is child's play. Let me explain. Making waves in the collective human mind. Here's an extremely simple way to instigate a shift, both in your own world and that of others. Give another person a compliment. Be sure it's genuine and comes from the heart. Make some waves in this way and deliberately spread the good vibes. This will not only instigate a current of pleasantness that will eventually return to you much more powerfully than how you started it. What's more, it will implicitly put your focus on what's good in your world right now and thus automatically put you in a positive vibe. Note that would be an automatic effect. Note that would be an automatic effect. You won't need any manufactured gratitude or mentally enforced positivity. After all, in order to make a genuine compliment, there's no way around finding something positive. It's an automatic effect implied in the act itself. And, of course, it has a wonderful effect on the receiving party as well. As illustration, think of the genuine laugh and the sparkling eyes of a kid when getting a genuine compliment, or hearing rewarding words of encouragement after doing something good. You can actually see them lighting up. Do this once. I'm sorry. Actively giving a compliment can have a similar effect on yourself, too, as it does on others, provided you do it genuinely. Just try it and see for yourself. Do this once every day, at the very least. But realize there's no upper limit to the frequency as long as you do it genuinely and from the heart. And secondly, by the same token, every time someone gives you a compliment or does something nice for you, say thank you and mean it. In addition, immediately reinforce the feeling by telling yourself, I deserve this. Much of what you ask for in life is delivered through other people, so be ready to receive it as such. Responding as described above is a simple way to learn to open yourself up to receiving the good things in life, which happens to be something a lot of people struggle with, and one of the main reasons they never seem to be able to manifest their desires. Don't act as if you don't deserve it, or say things like, oh, it was nothing, or I can't accept this, because you can, and you will. In fact, you need to train yourself to do so as quickly as possible if for some reason this is difficult for you and you want your life to get better. Act a bit like you're a kid whose perception isn't yet distorted through all kinds of mental and emotional filters. Stop accepting your conditioned mind's justifications for supposedly not deserving it or for distrusting the other party, assuming they don't really mean it and are just saying it out of a manipulative motive and or to try to make you feel better. Stick to this practice and such resistance will soon fade. If done genuinely and consistently, a routine as simple as this can make a huge difference in yourself, those around you, and even the world in general. In summary, as you've seen, actively and deliberately giving out genuine appreciation and gratitude works wonders in generating harmony in the state of your own mind-body system. It will expand your heart and increase the power of its electromagnetic field. You've also seen how, in turn, this positively impacts your health, your ability to connect with others, your capacity to tune into your innate intuitive perception, and the nature of your life experience in general. And finally, you've seen the limitless potential for such coherent and harmonious vibes to spread out to the rest of humanity, even way beyond your physical proximity. And the best thing is that it's the simplest act to perform. So let me do the honors of kicking things off. You, my friend, are amazing. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for being part of my experience. I think you're awesome. There's a magic running through your soul. I believe in you, and I can truly see great things happening for you. And I mean it. Now go out there, make some waves of your own, and spread the good vibes. Conclusion. To genuinely manifest from the heart is absolutely and by far the most powerful and rewarding way to get more of what you truly want out of life. In fact, it's the starting point from which any other manifesting technique, trick, or gimmick becomes effective. Simply put, if your heart is not in it, then try as you might, but the people, situations, and circumstances you pull into your life will hardly ever match the visions, hopes, and expectations you had of them. However, if your heart is in it, you'll appear to draw the very kinds of people, situations, and circumstances into your life that do reflect the nature of the dreams and aspirations you hold, and that strongly facilitate their coming to pass. Without such a fundamental orientation of heartfelt connection with life on both the giving and the receiving end, nothing will seem to go your way, and you never seem to get the results we want. So to get the kind of result you long for, it's paramount that you come from the heart. It's the starting point from which all else follows. It will reflect in your health, relationships, wealth, intuition, and general sense of well-being in life. This training guide shared an extremely simple way to spark, arouse, and energize such a fundamental, heartfelt orientation. Make it your goal to turn the two simple practices you've learned into an automatic habit. To do so, incorporate them in your daily routine for at least 90 consecutive days. If you skipped a day, start all over until you've consciously put them in practice for 90 consecutive days. Now, as a little heads up and a word of warning, practicing the routine as suggested in this training guide may feel a little awkward during the first 2 weeks of doing so, but keep it up and it will soon become second nature. And once it does, I guarantee that the nature of your life experience will begin to exceed your expectations and transform into a very pleasurable and rewarding one. Just do it, consistently and genuinely, from the heart, and you'll see for yourself. Final words, the bigger picture. For many, the simple practice of this training guide alone will be enough to make the kinds of shifts they want in their lives. All they need is a little twist in perspective and attitude for their world to begin transforming in all kinds of wonderful ways. Unfortunately, for most of us, such a small tweak alone isn't enough to reap all the benefits, and we need to add a little more fuel to the fire. That's why you too may benefit enormously from more detailed guidance on how to fully unleash and consciously direct the humongous wellspring of energy and power that each and every single one of us harbors in our heart. And that's exactly what you'll learn how to do here. Make no mistake, learning how to shape, siphon, and direct your hardcore power can be truly life-altering. Because once the energy of your heart is set free and channeled into everything you do, you'll notice that your power and ability to actualize your visions and aspirations increases exponentially, and the world will actually seem to come to your aid in helping them come to pass. And what's more, you'll always feel strong, aligned, and powerful, consistently effective, efficient, and positively inspired, experiencing a much greater sense of happiness, joy, and exaltation in life than ever before. Now we're just gonna get into Shape magazine a little bit here. Golden Hour Skin. Create a beautifully sunlit glow without the UV exposure, by Kate Sandoval Box. The last hour of the sun setting in the evening is straight up magic for your complexion. You get a dewiness from the reflection, a pinky cast from the sun, and a golden tone from the subdued sun, says makeup artist and Elemis glow expert Kate Jane Hughes. But the moment is fleeting, so recreate this flattering filter with a few easy skincare and makeup steps. In fact, simplicity is key here. What's so beautiful about this look is that it celebrates skin. You can see pores and freckles, not cakey makeup. It's casual and real, says makeup artist Nick Burrows. Create a dewy reflection. There's a fine line between glowy and sweaty. Your skincare selections will help you find the sweet spot. To get the glow, limit washing your face to one time at night. I use Elemis Pro Collagen Cleansing Balm to keep my skin juicy and radiant, Hughes says. Then I swipe an exfoliating pad across skin and apply moisturizer where I need it. In the morning, I go for a lightweight hydrator or oil, she adds. You can mix them if you want. Pinkish-tinted Garnier Skin Active Glow Boost Illuminating Moisturizer brightens any skin tone as it hydrates. Then, to avoid excess shine, smooth a mattifying primer like Lancôme Prep and Matte Primer on the T-zone of your face. That way, your cheeks are radiant and your forehead and nose stay matte. Now makeup, but keep it sheer. For lightweight coverage, pat on a base like Paracone MD No Makeup Foundation Serum SPF 25 with a damp makeup sponge like the Juno & Company Microfiber Rosé Velvet Sponge, or use a fluffy brush to blend Glossier Stretch Concealer all over skin. Either method will prevent that heavy finish that would kill this look's casual outdoor vibe, Burrows says. Plus, if you're in the heat, a full coverage foundation would likely melt. Add a sunset pink to cheeks, eyes, and lips. If you used a brush to apply your concealer, dip it in a cream blush. Or even mix your concealer with a tiny dab of your favorite red lipstick to create a custom peachy tone, then blend it on the apples of your cheeks. Swipe the brush, with whatever makeup is left on it, on your eyelids and temples and the bridge of your nose. You can apply it on your lips, too, says Hughes, who explains that the tint will have the same sun-kissed warmth, but look different, since your lips aren't the same color as your skin. Or swipe on a warm pink lip color and a rose gold eyeshadow. Crayon is easy to blend and stays in place well, Burroughs says. Go for gold. Think of bronzer as your sunlight in a bottle or a compact, and place it everywhere the sun would hit your face, the cheeks, down the bridge of your nose, and across the forehead, says Carly Giglio, a global artist and an education manager for Bare Minerals. Putting bronzer in those areas is the number one step to getting this look right. It's what makes your skin look lit and radiant, and any shimmer in the formula enhances your face structure gorgeously. Choosing the right shade is also important. Pick it based on your skin color and undertone. If you're fair, go for the lightest neutral-toned bronzer so it won't look too muddy, Burroughs says. Medium tones should be chosen based on the undertone. For a warm undertone, choose a bronzer with a bit of red in it. For a cool undertone, find one that looks a bit more gray. Dark skin will get a pretty glow from a warm-toned, shimmery bronzer or highlighter, Burroughs says. Boost your glow. Take a look at your handiwork. Want more radiance? You can dust highlighter all over the same spots where you put bronzer, Giglio says. But if you don't want any more shimmer, turn back to the skincare formulas you started with and apply them on top of your makeup strategically. I love to put some face oil on a beauty blender and then press it into my cheekbones, temples, and Cupid's bow, Hugh says. If you're on the go, try a quick spritz of a hydrating facial spray. Avoid shimmery versions, though, because you can't control where those light-reflecting particle goes, and they set before you can blend, Burroughs says. This is Skin Smart, Good Lighting. Doctors believe getting lit is the future of skincare. Hear how LED light therapy can give you a youthful-looking complexion with zero drawbacks, by Genevieve Monsma. LED therapy for issues like wrinkles and acne is making dermatologists very excited. The light-emitting diode treatments are non-aggressive, so you can see improvement without any downtime. Plus, the emergence of high-tech, at-home devices that are effective makes the power of light accessible to anyone. We are beginning to realize that skin treatments don't need to be harsh to achieve real, lasting results, says Shape Brian Trust member Ellen Marmer, MD, a dermatologist in New York, who is at the forefront of LED therapy. In addition, LEDs don't trigger inflammation. In fact, some LED lights quell it. And we now know inflammation can accelerate skin aging. The benefits don't stop there. LED is a game changer because it communicates with the skin in a way that's different from typical skincare serums and creams, says Dennis Gross, MD, a dermatologist in New York. Our skin cells contain receptors for red LED light, so they recognize and respond to it. Double up on the two methods, and that multifaceted approach is the most effective strategy for achieving significant improvement in increasing collagen production or diminishing acne flare-ups. In fact, LED light may soon become one of the most important steps in your routine. At a doctor's office, a medical spa, or home, you will either sit in front of a lit screen, think light bright for grow-ups, for several painless minutes, or strap a light up to mask your face. Red light for anti-aging. Red LED light penetrates the skin deeper than most other colors, stimulating fibroblasts to produce more collagen, which results in tighter, firmer, smoother skin in 10 weeks to 6 months. Red lights has also been shown to help dial down inflammation, making it effective for reducing redness associated with acne and rosacea. You can receive red light therapy at a doctor's office or a medical spa. It can be added on to a hydrafacial and by using tools like Dr. Marmer's MS Sphere at home. But red LED light can also help stimulate hair growth, most likely because it increases circulation to the treated area, providing extra nourishment to hair follicles, says Thomas Rohr, MD, a dermatologist in Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts. Treatments can be done in a doctor's office or with an at-home cap like iRestore laser hair growth system that you wear for 25 minutes every other day. Blue light from acne. Blue LED light kills Propionibacterium acnes, the bacteria on the skin surface that can cause pimples. Doctors can administer blue light therapy in the office and combine it with with acne-fighting topicals like retinoid and oral antibiotics. I don't like to keep patients on oral antibiotics indefinitely, says Neil Schultz, MD, a dermatologist in New York and a Shape Brain Trust member. So if we're not seeing results, I often stop them and switch to blue LED therapy. Purple light for a double whammy. Purple LED light is a combination of red and blue light for patients who want treatment that's both anti-aging and anti-acne. Doctors may also use it on young patients with acne that's especially red and inflamed. Dr. Dennis Gross, DRX, Spectralight Face Wear Pro, is an FDA-approved LED mask with both red and blue light settings that can be used separately or together. Each treatment takes 3 minutes. Yellow light for mood. This is sometimes used as a mood elevator, especially during the winter, when people are at risk for seasonal affective disorder. While yellow light isn't strictly for skin, it can help you feel happier and less stressed, which lowers levels of cortisol, known unfavorably as the aging hormone, Dr. Marmer says. Her MS Sphere device emits yellow LED light as well as red, blue, purple, and green. Red and green light boost collagen production. You sit in front of the whole halo-like screen for 20 minutes twice a week. Beauty Lab, dealing with cellulite. We'll go ahead and start this. Little bit of time left. Let's see. Almost all women have it. Some would prefer they didn't. Here's What You Can Do About It by Kylie Gilbert. Nearly 90% of women have cellulite, so we are well aware that it typically appears on our thighs, hips, and buttocks. But what exactly is it? Even thin women have cellulite, so it's not just a matter of how much fat you have, says Jeremy Brower, MD, a dermatologist in New York and a clinical associate professor at NYU Langone Health. Cellulite is caused by the fibrous bands that run through fat. When they become tight, they pull down on the skin, and pockets of fat push through them, creating a dimpled or rippled appearance. Genetics influences much of this, but age and hormonal changes can cause cellulite to look worse from loss of skin elasticity, changes in the fibrous bands, or fat cell chambers, poor blood flow, and a buildup of lymphatic fluid, Dr. Brower says. So what can you do? if you have a smallish area of uniform dimples that annoys you, look to Radies or Sculptra. Both are filters that add volume to the face and encourage long-term collagen production, which can plump up recessed spots on your skin, or on your body, sorry. Still, think of this as a localized treatment. It's not the ideal option for vast areas with varied types of cellulite. The cost starts around $1,500, depending on the size of the treatment spot and the intensity of the dimples. Results come quickly and last for a year or two. If your cellulite is a mix of dimples and ripples, you'll want a treatment with a combination of attack methods. That's what I like about the newest cellulite device called Unison, says Paul Jared Frank, MD, a celebrity cosmetic dermatologist. This non-invasive option uses radio frequency energy to tighten skin and even out fat deposits and acoustic shock waves energy. Whoa. This non-invasive option uses radio frequency energy to tighten skin and even out fat deposits and acoustic shock wave energy to break the fibrous bands. Clinical results found a 54% improvement on average. The painless treatment costs $1,000 per session. Expect about 4 of them. And for at-home moves, foam rolling and dry brushing, sweeping a hard bristled body brush up your dry skin. Help increase circulation and encourage lymphatic drainage, which can give your skin a smoother appearance temporarily. And that's all the time we have for this week's edition of the Holistic Half Hour. Thanks for listening. This is Mary Jo Schottelbuddy for Radio Reading Services on WRRS. Have a happy and healthy week.